Penny usually comes, but I think Penny's not feeling well. That one was the flu. I don't know if it was 100 or what.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Baron is jammed.
I don't know. Something still where we're
at? Yeah, COVID.
COVID.
I can't believe, I still can't believe COVID, like the whole world shut down. It's like, it's just phenomenal. Like, it's a crazy.
I understood what they were saying for the first 2 weeks. Social distancing, we don't know what's going on. But after that, it was all...
No, but it lasted for so long. They were able to keep...
Right.
It's all because Joe Biden was not with the program.
They were able to keep the under wrap, like, not locked down. I don't...
It's unbelievable. No, but like...
Canada all this time to finally get rid of Trudeau.
No, but they it's all because they wanted Joe Biden to win the presidency.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy thing. Nice that Trump got off on that thing.
Hey, but he's convicted. He's a felon.
He got convicted of nothing.
He's an officially convicted felon.
Yeah, but then.
For falsifying documents to make it for a loan. Falsifying loan documents.
No, but why do you mean convicted with no felon?
He's a fixed it. But because the only one that was on his record that he's
right.
That's all the guy wanted.
Just to give him the patch. That's all he wanted. He didn't care about the jail time. He didn't care about the fines. He wanted the patch. He wanted he'd be able to be the one to give him the patch. And he did.
Why is there such a concept? Why are the court doesn't have a concept? You're a bad guy, but we're not doing anything bad.
Right. What's the shot now?
Just to be able to give you the patch.
Because they're babies.
Exactly.
Has anyone ever, like, gone?
I'll tell you what. This guy better watch himself.
His taxes, for some reason, are going to be constantly reviewed.
Something, yeah.
Right.
The merchant, the judge.
I just tell you, him and Letitia James.
Oh, Jesus.
Her taxes and his taxes are going to be reviewed for the next 4 years, every single year. They're not going to see the light of day.
They're going to find something, by the way. You think they're 100% clean?
No, they're not clean.
Nobody's
even what Trump did, everybody does. He didn't do anything wrong.
The banks themselves, well, he said, like,
the banks.
What he was doing. And
the banks are fine. Same thing with Bill Washington. The banks are fine with Bill Washington doing also. But it's officially a federal thing.
That's what it is. When they want to get you, they get you on a thing that nobody cares about.
Yeah. They want to get you, they get you on something that everybody has.
Back in the day, remember the catalog Quill?
What's catalog?
The old people.
Ooh.
Remember they used to be. Office supply catalog.
Yes.
Quill.
Yeah. I remember that. So yes. Yeah, okay, I think so.
Everybody used to buy the office supplies mail order.
Okay.
Nobody paid taxes because you always bought them mail order. You bought pens, pads, paper for you for the
mail order, you don't pay taxes?
No, because I must have a distribution in your state.
Okay.
The first thing anytime they came into order the company was, where do you buy your office supplies? And everybody, of course, said Quill. And then they said, okay, did you pay taxes?
But you didn't have to.
You do. You have to pay. They can't collect taxes. Oh. You have to pay taxes.
Oh.
And nobody does. If you're not going to come to me asking me for it, I'm not going to give it to you.
Right, for sure. So.
No, so that's what happens.
So they got people. They got people.
It was a standard thing. Always. The first thing is, where did you get your office supplies? And did you send them
taxes? So they find people on Quill.
Always. That was like the standard thing.
Interesting.
That was a whole big fight. Then Amazon started collecting taxes, and they put you not in the state. It was a whole big fight. But half of the New York made them collect taxes anyways. What's up with my candles?
The one that says that Miami should be, Yadli. Miami should be Yadli.
Climates
Yadli.
One that says Miami should be Yadli. So keep your candles.
Looks like good pizza. Crispy on the bottom. Looks good. I wish I could take it without any guilt, but I can't. Too much guilt. It's not worth it. And what do you dabble? See, he had a yeshiva in session?
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So he was happy to see you.
Yeah.
Each one's another 10 minutes on track.
Rather like that, you have to talk to the yeshiva for the whole Shabbos, by the way. up. You don't chapa what you do for yeshiva by showing up as a talmud of the yeshiva.
Right.
Even if you're who you are, like, doesn't matter. Oh, really? Who is this guy? He must be a rich guy. They're talking about your whole Shabbos.
Uh-oh.
Somebody told me he's a guy from Toronto. Stone from Toronto. Oh, that
I thought
one.
You're done. You're worth $1 billion. You're from Toronto.
Flew in private before Shabbos to be a yeshiva.
Yeah. That's why I can't spend time with yeshiva.
And then one guy spills the beans. No, he's my son-in-law. the pricey. Oh. Oh. Okay. He's a regular guy. But doesn't yeshiva daven early? 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
How many kids yeshiva have at home now?
Two.
He has a special needs kid. With a girl or a yeshiva guy?
She's a
girl. No, she's a with a guy or she's a with a girl?
Yes, no, she's a yeshiva guy.
Yeshiva. Yeshiva. I said, what does yeshiva do with the special needs kid? I'm saying it's a tough matzah. I'm wishing on after that. Who? Oh, yeah. She's what, 20? Wow. Very sad because the parents get older. There's only two of us. That's why Naftali Berger put in a full elevator in his house. Yeah, all three floors. He finished all three floors with an elevator. He made handicapped bathrooms because he has a brother who's disabled. And he said, listen, my parents say they want to take care of him for the rest of their life. His parents are 68 years old. Right. So he made it in a way that he could have a basement. He has full handicapped bathrooms and showers. He built it in a way that he could.
Well, the smart. If you mind doing that, which is very special.
Well, if you have a basement,
very special to offer.
Yeah, no. Listen, you have to have it. But
build it now. When
you build it now when you're doing it,
so and
you
your have, house doesn't look like a
right. Exactly. Right. And you have it in the basement. You have the kid down there. You know, Yeruchim Gelb prolonged his parents' life by 2 years by taking them out of the nursing home.
At least the nursing home.
He put them in his basement with an aide, full-time 24-hour aide. It cost a lot of money, but Lamaisa he prolonged the life 2-3 years. Because you don't, you, over there you get an infection, boom, every 2 days. You're in the hospital, you're out, you're in, you're not trying, it's like every day. He literally poured a look of life. Very tough situation, these things. Okay, let's go. Guys, I'm happy you're eating. Today's share is sponsored for Shlomo Falls, Amzah Morocco, and Omer Kassim Ben Ronan HaKohen Hashem Yim Kadama. They got his body. He started the shit. Right, so really, I should say that every day.
If you have to, at least give like one member from Mr. Gabber, at least. You know,
I can't do a member. Right. I can't do a member a day. It's too much. It's too.
Well, then just him yelling at Charlie is enough.
Oh man. You know what I'm saying? The old days. I didn't prepare. I didn't prepare at all. So I had the Masifta Gemara. He prepared a whole day. And I gave the shiur. So
was.
you think about...
It's like the fifth, the sixth time that he's going through.
Right, and he's 75 years old.
He learned.
So think about the shiur. Charlie, no shaykhus. He's like, you know, in his own world. Let's go. We got to get moving. We got to go. We got to get moving. You think now he was, forget about it.
I came, I
was learning with Charlie. He joined in. And I would say, Elam Sum, Sakha Bakuvia, somebody who plays with a jump rope. And he was, what are you talking about? Kuvia's dice. Nah. How do you know? I got a black and white here. What are you talking about? How do I know? I learned this block 5 times. Nah. And then the whole davening, he would come back to my seat, show me all my mistakes. Every day. Every single day, you see him walk.
And that's
limp,
how you learn.
Limp back, and he would come and say, you see? That was Tysus. That was Rashi. Other luck. Mr. Garber?
Yeah.
Nothing. He got sick by Rosh Hashanah. By Yom Kippur. He went into the house of Yom Kippur. No.
Oh.
No.
COVID.
COVID.
I heard
they killed him.
I thought he had cancer. cancer.
Oh, they killed him 100%.
I thought he had cancer. No. And when he got COVID, he said, screw it. I don't care. I'm dying.
No. No, they killed him. They killed him. I thought he was going to make it through. I spoke to him in the hospital. He's like, I'm coming out. Don't worry. I got this. I got this. He's like, I got this. I got this.
His wife had cancer or something. For
his wife had cancer. He also had something, but that's not. No shaykhus. He was in such a good spirit. That guy.
I know. He was very,
He's a good spirit. They almost killed him. They killed him and Mr. Langston. Langston also killed him. And Z Rothschild. And the rest of the people that died. Z went into the hospital. He went into New Brunswick.
He went to New Brunswick?
Yeah, for COVID.
Also?
Yeah, he couldn't breathe.
I know Z had
Yeah, and he told his wife, I'm fine. They gave me oxygen. I'm doing a lot better. 45 minutes later, they called him. He just died. And nobody go to the hospital. Nobody has any idea. You don't know what happened. They pulled the plug on him. It could be they took a whiff of oxygen.
They took it. They turned up his oxygen.
You have nobody has any idea.
They both died. Mendel Rabinowitz. They both died.
Mendel Rabinowitz.
Mendel Rabinowitz died.
Also COVID.
He goes to Shiva with Karen Taylor.
COVID.
He died during COVID?
Yeah.
Before
COVID. COVID. Rabbi Wolf.
Moshe
died before. He died COVID. He wasn't well, but he died.
Mendelbitz
is way before. Way before. Mendelbitz died of COVID.
Couldn't
get a Levaya. There's no Levaya.
One was Rashiva and one was the owner.
Mendel was the owner.
Mendel died during COVID.
He died with his brother still runs. The other brother still runs.
And now his son.
No, there's another brother.
No. Oh, also brother. No, that died also.
One from Toronto?
One from Toronto died.
Yeah, that's
no,
or
maybe he's
that's Moshe Rabinowitz.
Or maybe, no, Moshe Rabinowitz was from Toronto.
Right. He died.
He used to be the Rosh Hashiva in Toronto.
Him and his wife were both Nifter.
He was in the Rosh Hashiva over here.
Him and his wife both Nifter.
Who?
Same thing with
Moshe.
One from Toronto?
Moshe Rabinowitz.
Who was Toronto? I know
who was Toronto.
Yeah.
Did you not know that
they're and how about Shmuel Miller also?
Shmuel Miller? Okay, they found her in her bathroom.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
No,
she died in the
house.
In the bathroom.
No, he
went to the hospital. But she, they called Tzala, found on the floor full of blood.
Yeah.
I think she must have fell and maybe she broke her leg. I don't know. But,
I don't know whose hair it is.
Shmuel Miller, Ziv, wow. Rabbi Wolf. Wolf, I'm here, then his father. His father died of COVID.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
It's crazy.
Yeah. My father's more vaccinated and he's gotten COVID more than anyone else.
Yeah. I remember when the rabbi spoke, Chaim Meir Roth went to the hospital. He was one of the first guys that went to the hospital, not be able to breathe. Yes. And he was in the hallway of Kimball. They didn't have a bed.
Right.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And he called the Rav. He said, this is not a joke. I'm not going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it. I can't breathe. I don't know what this sickness is. They have nothing they could do. There's nothing going on here. I'm begging them for something. Hey, nothing to do. And whatever. He turned the page after a while. But then he spoke from the hospital or whatever. And he came home. Yeah, but the rabbi called that day. He was literally crying. He says, I just got a phone call from Rabbi Roth. Everything is shut down. There's nothing going on. We're closed. That's when he closed the shul.
That's
when he closed the shul. Chaim Meir Roth went in. The rabbanim, that was like, they like, it was like done. You know, like, they didn't believe this is real. Like, people were like, okay, can't
believe it. Brooklyn, Blaise Ginsburg shul never shut down. His front door closed, but they had regular minyan going on every single day downstairs in the basement.
Sounds about right.
isn't that typical? I should have gone to him.
I mean, the scare was crazy.
Yeah, because everybody got sick and everybody has a fall.
You turned on the phone.
You were nervous.
You didn't want to turn on your phone.
After Shabbos, you were nervous. Who was texting
right.
you? What was going on?
Right. You don't want to turn on the phone.
100%.
Yeah. I still remember those. My sister
they,
made
they,
a
they,
breast.
They got my brother got a big arm of ball socks. Right? 80s. I was afraid to hang up the phone with them. They were ball socks in the 80s. I'm going to hang up the phone. The next phone call when they get his phone.
My father
just said, don't go to the hospital. Whatever you don't go to the hospital, call me. I'll figure it out. I know how to tell the people. I know the hospital people. I'll figure
my
it out.
My parents both had it. My parents both had it. They couldn't move. Yeah, my father's like, I'm going out shopping. Ta, you have COVID.
Yeah.
So does everybody else. I said, Ta. And my wife was in the back room. I was like,
so
you got to tell me. Not allowed to go. You're giving other people COVID. I'm like, I realized afterwards, everybody has COVID. Everybody. Whoever didn't have COVID, I mean, you had COVID. My father came.
What happened
he
to
brought
that
me.
First guy?
My father came. He brought me bananas. Shot. He brought me.
First guy
no, he didn't die.
Shot,
no. He didn't die.
The first guy.
He didn't die.
Who
didn't
the whole business?
No, the one that.
You know, who started. Why you started?
Why you know why you were testing why? Everybody twice a week, and they were doing the lab work at Center's lab. It's killing. It's $150 a test. They got from the government for 2 years.
For 10,000 students.
Twice a week they were testing them.
Right. Somebody made money.
You want to know where all the money came from?
Exactly.
And why you?
Anyway, why you? They had it first. They were the first ones to have it, and they sent everybody home. They went to Teaneck. All the kids came to shul to learn in Teaneck.
Yeah,
they weren't. It wasn't what's called. This is before Purim, way before Purim. They came. And Teaneck is the first place they got sick.
What?
Nurshak, Teaneck, that whole area. Because they all came, all these YU boys came home and they went to shul.
And in the five towns.
Yeah, but they went to shul. They didn't think like, okay, we can't go to shul. Okay, we can't go to school. School's closed. I ain't here. Go to shul. My friend Isaac, the guy who got me this whole shul, this guy Isaac Spilzinger. He's the one that got me the original donation to the shul. Oh. And he got me, whatever. Anyway, so he lives in Teaneck. He's the president of the shul. He caught it from someone. He ended up going to Hackensack. Hackensack was closed. Hackensack, no, already it was full. Hackensack was full. He was a patient. They could not eat. Everything tasted like a copper. Copper. He couldn't put anything in his mouth. His brother-in-law's a doctor. His brother-in-law snuck into the hospital because he's a doctor. He was able to get in, but he couldn't get to his room. He snuck into his room, gave him Ensure shake. 10 days he was in there, he didn't eat a thing. 10 days. He said, you have no idea how weak it was. I couldn't stand up. Nurses didn't come in. My brother-in-law was sneaking me in water so I could drink. I drank water, otherwise I would have died for sure. Ensure, he gave him Ensure. He told him, you have to drink. Every day he would call his brother-in-law and brother-in-law heard, like, mom, this guy's dying. He said, I brought you Ensure, I put it on your table. You have to drink every single day one Ensure. The Ensure has 800 calories. So for him, that was what saved him. Because he couldn't drink it. He said every time he drank, he threw up because it tasted so bad. But he knew he had to drink it. So he drank the first day, second day. By the time of the second day, he was able to stand up. And he was able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there are no nurses. How do you change the
They weren't.
They weren't. That's part. People die from humiliation.
You're sitting in your own thing.
People died.
That's what happened.
People died
the
from.
Nurses were afraid to go into rooms.
It sounds like sepsis.
People died from
just
from
lack of care.
Lack of care.
It's getting over so badly.
I would even blame nurses.
So I have to blame them, but I should go rishos on the whole thing. Okay, let's go. Veilein apsulim. These are the people who are puzzled. This is yesterday's block of Dalon base. So we're talking about people who are puzzled for Dayanus and for Edus. Now, we're going to see in the Mishnah what the Pshat is, but the Pshat is that anybody that's Chomin Mammon, this is a very interesting twist of events over here. Anybody that's Chomin Mammon.
Yeah,
Chomin Mammon enough to be over Avera. So then, they're puzzled to be made, and they're puzzled to be dying, because you don't care about someone else's money.
But it's because the other person is not willing to give up.
When do willing to be
enough? No, what's Masach HaKuzio?
We'll see in a minute. But I'm just saying, that's the word over here in the Mishnah, that's the whole concept of the whole next block. Veilein apsulim, let's see. So who is puzzled? A Masach HaKuzio, a guy who plays dice, he plays a blackjack. Ba'amav HaBaribis, somebody who's loyal HaBaribis, or Mafrich HaYoinim. And the Soich HaShriyas, we'll see what Soich HaShriyas is. And Rashi says right here, very important to learn Rashi. Absakir, Kulim Fajj Gamar, Kulim and Gazlanahin, Ataramo, Atash Josh's aid, Vakolchkin dying. The Soichish Shriyas.
Except the other side is not willing to give up his aspect of the money.
We're not talking about other side. We're talking about a guy who's a Masakh.
Gambling, it's you and somebody else is gambling, right?
So by you gambling, you're a Gazlan from the other guy.
But why not? The other guy's willing to put the money into the pot also.
There's no pot over here. He won the money, right? Because
you won the money.
Whichever one, whoever it is.
He was never
willing to give it up.
Yeah.
That's what I keep on saying. The other guy's never willing to give it up.
Okay. Well, that's not true. Not true.
That's only if you learn Asmachta.
That's
if you learn the Pshat Asmachta. If you learn any Yishuv Shel Olam, means that you're not being Isaac in things that are
okay,
that are respectable.
Roofs on the houses.
You're right. So we'll see in a minute. That's Machlokes, is how to learn that.
Mesachah
Shviyas Hayel B'chimun Mama Ma'avira Al Divrei Torah Havli Kirasha the Chamos Upasal Ladin Lahoyed Shenoita Achri Habatsa. If you look in the Moisef Rash in the bottom, he says, it's a combination of a bunch of things over here. But let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah. Well, it's not just bad guy. It's either asmachta or any ice mishu shalom. We'll see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara ice veshvias mishraba anosin. Anosin means pashas tax collectors. Chazal kos tzochish people who do business with shvias. That's only if he this is what he does for a living, so then he's a bum. Aval yeshlei umne shaloyu. He has something that's he has a roofer and he only does a side hustle, right? He goes to bingo once a week in the shul. That's not a problem. Shem, he's a kosher dying, a kosher aid. So to Gemara, Masach kuvi my cover. What's the big deal? What did he do wrong? So I play blackjack. I play jack. I'm off. I'm rabba chama mishum nahava smachta smachta lekaya. Because this is what you were saying, that if I play blackjack, I don't think that I'm going to lose. So when you say, oh, you fork over at 100 grand, I'm like, no, I was never on Gemir's Das. So by you taking it,
you're
in Gaza, exactly. Rav Sheshi Zomar, Koki, I got a smachta. That's not a smachta. Smachta is, you're going to be over, you're avid. Rashi brings down Gemara Bamasiya. If I make a deal with you and I think I'm going to be able to keep in my deal, and over there I'm not going to Das. In this case, not a smachta. So what's the problem? You're not dealing with a full deck. You're playing cards. You're playing.
You're not contributing to society, exactly.
And the problem with not contributing to society is that you don't care about someone's money. The fact that you're willing to do such a low life job, you're a cash advance guy. You know what I mean? So then you can't be a dime. You can't paskin on someone's money because you couldn't care less about money. The way the Moshe Rash says is, you don't know what it means to work for a living. You don't know what it means to work for a living. So a guy today pops up in the shir. So what about guys who are individually wealthy? His father fed him on a silver spoon his whole life. So he can't be a dime? So Mr. Ravel says, no. Over there, that guy can be a very sensible guy. He just doesn't need to work. But a guy who needs to work and the way he makes his living is with these crooked things... So that guy doesn't understand what work is supposed to be. So my benayu, ikemenayu the government is like if a guy has another business. So if the word is that it's a smachta, then he's still a problem. But the word is that any other mishum shalom, he is. He's a roofer. He does a side hustle. The tanan, I'm gonna read the name of something. So Gemara says, I don't understand. You ask me a kasha from a Shuba Levi, Gavar Gavar Karamas, myself a pligi, myself a pligi. One holds that Amosai is Lefarish, one holds Amosai is to be Lachlik. Well, how can you ask me a kasha from Rabbi Shuba Levi says? So Gemara says, Vatanya, I have another kasha for you. Bein Umnus, Bein Sheshle Umnus Shalayhu, Bein Sheshle Umnus, Elohu, I raise apostle. Who's that going like? That's a Brysa. It's the Sefta. That's another Brysa. So it's clearly like that Manama. So Gemara says, I hear Rabbi Yudim and Shimon, Shimon, Yatani, Rabbi Yudim, Shimon, Mishon, Tarfon, La'olam ain't echem, Nozle, Vishalin, Nazirus, Elafla. Basically, he holds that me and Mr. Yerman are sitting over on the bench, and a guy walks by, and two guys say, hey, I bet that guy's a Nozle. Another guy says, that guy's not a Nozle. So I say, I'll be a Nozle if he's a Nozle. Yerman says, I'll be a Nozle if he's not a Nozle. That's not Nazirus. Why? Because it says Lahafli ish. And you have to, it has to be clear. There's no, me and Nurman, we don't know if the guy's a Nazir. We're just hedging our bets. We're hoping the guy, you're hoping he's, what you're saying is right. I'm also hoping what I'm saying is wrong. So basically, we don't know. We're taking a chance. So that's not called Nazir. The same thing by a smachta. If it's something that's not in your hands, then you're not Gomer Das. So that's what Tarfon Shita.
So the real question is, could you? The real question is, could you?
Everything else works.
The question is, could you gamble? Could you buy lottery tickets? So pashtus, if it's any other mishushal oilam, it's not a problem.
But you have a lo mesachem, so you're not doing that as
yet. Right. So what happens if you hold the other pshat, the smachta? So you're allowed to gamble or not? So some say, Unger said today, Benjamin Unger said today that when he was in Elizabeth, they used to gamble on football. And they would put money in a pot. I don't know, I never did it, but they would put money, every guy would go around and they would gamble on the football. They asked Rabbi Tights if you're allowed to. Rabbi Tights said, everybody has to put their money on the table then. Not after you win. Right, then it's Gomer Makri because you already put the money down. So it's not gambling, it's not a problem. Which would seem to be that you shouldn't be allowed to gamble, pashtus. You shouldn't be allowed, unless you're playing it as fun.
But a lottery ticket.
The problem's not that you're giving the money. Lottery ticket is. So you're taking money from a corporation that's more than happy to give you money because they're making way more money.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they're making. It's an
other person is not coming to market, so you're taking a dollar from someone who never really gave it up.
The corporation.
But when you buy a lottery ticket, that person already gave up his money.
I mean, they already. So maybe that's the same idea as Rabbi Tights over there. I hear. Okay. Marvel Beribis. Somebody was telling me, Rothbard was telling me that Bitcoin is 100% ribbon, 100% Mesachim Kuvia.
Well, there's nothing real. There's nothing physical.
But you could buy stuff with it.
NFTs.
Yeah, but you could buy a banana tape to a wall. But there's no.
Could you buy a car with it?
No.
Well, see, why not the monkey pick?
Well, you could buy
Tesla. Fiat. No, Fiat.
You buy a Tesla with Bitcoin?
I'm almost sure.
Yeah, I'll let you buy.
Definitely announced it's starting.
It's not real. What does it mean it's not real?
There's no money.
You can't trade it in?
No, you can. You could buy. You could sell it and buy US dollars, but you're
not actually
money. There is no, like, American dollars used to be backed by gold sitting in Fort Knox. Back in the day, when you had a quarter, it meant a quarter of a dollar.
Even now, it's based on like the economy.
Financial stability of the dollar.
Right.
But okay,
and this thing?
This is not based on anything. It's just random nonsense. So some guy decided.
So this is going to plot one day.
That's what the Warren Buffett believes. Everybody else doesn't believe that way, but he believes that way.
That what?
That it will collapse. Bitcoin will eventually collapse because it's not backed by anything. There's no real mamashes to it.
Right. All the people do these mind.
Yeah.
Just figuring out math problems. That's all.
Exactly. You just set your computer.
A lot of supercomputers. Basically, people have supercomputers running, figuring out math problems, and that's how they generate it.
But the thing is, it only limits up to a certain amount. There's only X amount of Bitcoin that could be in the system altogether.
Sounds like a video game.
Yes. That's exactly
what it is. Okay. They're saying that when Trump gets in, Bitcoin's going to go through the roof. Because he's going to regulate it or something.
He's going to try to make it part of
the...
into the trading, into the stocks.
So then it's going to go through the roof. So it's a good time to buy Bitcoin. No.
Is that his idea or Elon Musk's
idea? I don't know. Doesn't it make a difference at this point? For the first 2 years, it doesn't make a difference. After that, when they're not friends,
they're arguing.
Exactly.
He has a
two-year lifespan for him. That's what it is, until he gets annoyed with you.
Well, that's a very, those are two people I would not want to hate.
Don't get mixed up.
No, but as I'm saying, when they're on each other's bad side,
that could be very volatile. Yes.
World War III.
Just remember, Elon owns the platform. Trump owns the platform, Elon owns the platform. Go ahead, knock each other out all day, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, tweets.
They're both meshuggah, each one's more meshuggah than the next, you know what I mean? Okay, hopefully
so Elon really is meshuggah.
He knows he's dyslexic or
he just, someone, there was an article that the headline was that Elon and Swallow don't see eye to eye.
Okay.
And the article that said this from his father quoted that
I think it's time his father should see eye to eye. I might get a shiggly rusher, you know what I mean?
His father quoted that he used to call him retarded when he was a kid in school. And Elon wrote he may not be so wrong. It may not be so wrong. Okay, so call me retarded.
Imagine meeting that guy growing up. Yeah, a lot is going to help. He's like, this guy's not, he doesn't have a relationship. Marvel Rubis.
Amarava loiva beribis postulators. Somebody who borrows money is postulators. Vanantan malva ribis, the guy who lends money. So what is it? Malva milva ha boa beribis, both. Side of lender, side of borrower are over. Bar bintis, benitis, listen to the story. I seem to be trey sadi. Two people said edis. Chadomar, kamedi diyaz ribis. I saw this bar bintis lend ribis. Chadomar, lidi diyaz ribis to me, to the aid. So pass Rav Barbinitis. I have a Rav Amal Levi Ribis, Pasla Aid, Zamali Rosh, Matar Rav Amal Tosh Rosh Aid. How could you believe this guy? He's a Rosh. He took it. So where's Rav Tamei, Pagin in the Bur, Dom Rav Adam Korbel is asked, my enemy is Matar Rosh. So Mele, Pagin in the Bur, you say, believe that the guy, Barbinitis did bad, but not to me? Very interesting. Ho Tavcha, Yishtakach, Tanafka, Trefos, Muziyote, Chinese. Pasla Rav Nachman, Pasla Rav Nachman. The Avrei, he passed him and he took him off his job. Also, Rabbi Mazyeh, can I have more? Give him another. So the Gemara is like this. Rav Nachman the Avrei. Also, Rabbi Mazyeh v'Toyfer, he grew his hair in his fingernails, was showing a sign of remorse. So Rav Nachman Achshure. I'm like, Rabbi, don't make room come on. You don't know there is chayz b'tshuva. El ma'ite kante. What's taka takana? So could the Rabbi the Baravin, the Rabbi the Baravin, a choshev al tuvah was ena takana at sheyel chamok hashem akimaisu v'yachzav ede b'dav choshev oy sheyel tuvah takz yodav b'dav choshev shalei. And what's going on in the Gemara over here is that everybody explains. You know, if you do avera, the only way we know that you are remorseful and that you did tshuva, you have charata. With davanel.
Yeah,
same thing. You have to have the opportunity to do that avera again and not do it, and then it shows that you're charota. Otherwise, how do I know you're charot? So over here, we're saying go to another place. We don't over here. It's just a show. Go to another place, have an aveda, so we see you're not chayim mamon anymore. If you chayim this mamon, you won't do an avera. So I think my mafrich yarnim. Let's go a little weiter. My mafrich yarnim. What is mafrich yarnim? The bird, not bird catchers. Bird, pigeon chasing.
Racing.
Reuven Miller's uncle was a pigeon racer.
Really?
Yeah. Ma'am Afrika Yainim. Ma'am Afrika
Totally see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know his uncle.
His uncle's a fry guy from France. I don't know, that's where he lives, South Africa, but his father's brother. Ma'am Afrika Yainim. Hakatagim or Itagad the Yainich Yoin. The Yav, Yoin. My Yoin, you basically, I'm racing with Yerman's pigeon. I say, whoever gets to Lang's house first gets $1,000. So again, it's the same problem. So what's the problem? Rebbe Chama Arashi Omar, Oro. No, I get my pigeon to go entice other pigeons to come to my house, and then I take those pigeons. So meanwhile, all the people who have pigeon houses around are not getting pigeons, so I'm sort of like stealing. I'm not mama stealing, but I'm stealing the pigeons. I know, but they're not in somebody else's house. We'll see. Want to see the other one? That's not real stealing. Because the same thing as Amakubia. The Mandama says that it's betting, so it's the same thing as Amakubia. What is the Mishnah saying? Two things, the same thing. The Mishnah says, you need both of them. It means if something's totally of me, if I say, okay, you're going to have a race with you from here to the end of the block, if I win, then you owe me $100, and if you win, then I owe you $100. I don't think I'm going to lose. So if, when I lose, it's not really right for you to take my money, because...
I'll lose.
You know
you're
going to
lose.
I'm going to aim a loy. Somebody's told us Yainoi, so maybe what's it called?
So, but told us Yainoi, he's more accepting the fact that he matters.
Right. Dama Menachshe Talia Milsa. It's telling Menachshe basically the way they used to race the birds was with take two pieces of wood and make noise on the wood, certain sounds, and the birds would get those sounds. They would be able to that would entice the birds to run faster, or different, or on an angle, whatever it was. But I know how to
bang,
whatever, do this thing. I will tell you that's my aim aloy, tsuicha. So then you need both stuff. Mesve, Msach Bukubya, Elin Msach, what's Msach? Pispasan. Pispasan is a piece of wood. Little Pispasan or bad. Amru el afilu klipi egoizim. The klipi remind him also. So how do you tshuva? Mashiyish Burusa Pispasan, Yaksman Chazar Gemurah.
Basically, it's not just enough to break the stuff. Break the stuff and not do it even not to make money. Yeah, get rid of the cards and even don't play cards for fun. For kvitlich, for when on the night that you what the time of the nidalach. Malv ribis, echna malv echlev. Yes. Chazor gemurah. V'yachzur behen chazor gemurah. Afilu nochri loy mosfi. Even for a goy, you won't lend money, which is a mitzvah say to lend money to a goy ribis. You're not going to do it to get out of this bad habit. So once you get out of this bad habit, then we can store you back in as a dain or aid. Again, it's all the same thing. We said that what passes you? Passes you because you're chayman mamon and doing aver with your lust for money. So once we see that your lust for money does not lead you to averus, then you can become a dayan again. Next one. Mafricha yoinim, elu shemanis yoinim, velo yoinim avad, amru el afilu behem chayav oiv. Emes hachaz arson. So how do you repent from that? Yishish was a big man. You break the wood. V'yachsu ben chazag morid, afilu midu ben amli avdi. Even in a place where there's nobody around, you still don't do it. What was the tzach shvius? This is a big kiddush because means you're waiting 7 years
to become kachas
kashrus. So you see that's the way you have to repent. Tanimi is behema. A behema is also part of this, pigeon racing. So behema also does this. So what's the bishul man that might eat kami chayin liyayin hanin mishkachsel behema? Because you could say same idea. Whoever's animal goes first lying sass. Horse racing. The man that might aro that it's to bring other animals back. Behema bas hachi. Behemas don't do that. In bishar bar. Command that bishar bar min behema. Tanah shar bar min behema. Rabbi Yisrael min chayin. It's machlekes. So according to man that shar bar is min behema. That's the only animal that does it. Tano hisifo lein gazlonim v'chamsonim. They added to the mishnah that gazlonim v'chamsonim. They're also possible aids. Right to tomorrow. Gazlon der aisu. Oh, both you boys are sleeping.
Guys, come.
Let's go home. What are we gonna do? These kids are sleeping. Right, I got it. Thank you for the pizza. Thank you for the pizza. Full pie empty. Left over. Wow. Oh, his wife went. They all went to the thing. There's probably babies there. Of course.
Who's on the bike?
Who's in the play? I don't know.
Come, Cobes, take your play.
Grow some chedvas. He's thoroughly well-fitted in that. The Gemara says, I'll put them up. Why?
But the high school is, it's actually 10 other buildings.
What, so you're not there anymore? And where are you now? Oh, okay, so Gazlan v'chamsonim. Gazlan, thank you. Gazlan v'timor deraisu. No, not yet. Gazlan der Aisuhu. Lanitzchur elam Messias Chereshar Tvekotan. So Gemara says, Mikar Savar Messias Chereshar Tvekotan Lashkicha. Inam Nidak Shalom Alma. Keep the cause of Soysev Moinahu, the Kishakli, the Mice. At the end of the day, the guy's taking money that's not his, Paslino, they said he's Paslino. You didn't do this often. The only way you can pass this on from Avis, as we said, is if you have a lust for money and you're doing an Avera with it. You do this one time, that's not a lust. That's not leaving you to Avera. You can't say, oh, this guy's puzzle.
Not puzzle is if you steal one time.
Exactly.
It was whatever. It was on
stealing, yeah, but this is not, this is from a Cheresh of the Kotin. They don't really have a Kenyan. They're not a regular person. But once you see you're just taking people's money, then you can't be an aid. Rabban, Chamsonim, Mikar Savar, Damikiyom. Chamsonim means I steal and I'm paying you cash right there. So I go over to you, I take your ring off your finger, but I'm giving you 10 grand for it. So Mikaroch Savar, the first time you did it, the Maker Yav. Mikaroch Savar, the Maker Yav, Akroi Ba'amu. But even the Chazik Chatvi, Gozer Barabanon, once you see that the guy's doing this many times, so you see that this guy doesn't care about people's money. If he cared, he wouldn't do this. It's not the right thing to do. Even if you give the guy money, it's not the right thing to do. So Mel, they made it a corner that the Chamsen is awesome at Tairah. Tan Oy, the Sifu Aleim Aroyin. Haroyin. Hagaboyin v'amuchsin. The royin is shepherds. Gaboyin is people who collect the tzedakah. V'amuchsin is people who collect the taxes. No, gaboyin is they're both tax and custom. So royin mikar sav akroy ba'amu. When he leads his animals to the field to eat other people's stuff, you think it's a one time thing. Because that means you don't care about someone's money. Hagaboyim amuks mikosav v'may the kislu kashakli. Kin the kosav kashakli a seder apostle. No, samila they apostle. That was yesterday's daf. Today's daf.